Julian Schreiberman, you're running for Congress against Chris Gibson. When we last spoke, you said something that your career as a prosecutor had somehow influenced your candidacy for Congress. What was that career as a prosecutor?
You know, I began my career in public service at the Central Intelligence Agency and was able to work on prosecutions there, including a case called United States versus Osama bin Laden, which was the prosecution of four members of Al-Qaeda for bombing our embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. I then served as a prosecutor myself in the Southern District of New York, federal prosecutor. And then when I moved home to...
What did you do in that? I'm sorry, Julian. What did you do in that?
So there, principally, it was international drug trafficking, white-collar crime, Wall Street fraud, that sort of thing. And then as an assistant district attorney in Ulster County, focused more on the areas that affect our smaller communities.
Well, I know I've asked you this before, but why in hell would anybody go from the federal prosecutor's office to be assistant district attorney in Kingston?
You know, I moved home to the area many years ago now because of my father's last illness. He was diagnosed with leukemia in 2004, and I'm an only child. It was important to my wife and I had just gotten married to be closer to home to provide support. And so, of course, looked around for ways to continue to contribute and be a public servant. And with the experience I had, working in the district attorney's office was a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, but with all the experience you had, you probably could have made a lot of money as a lawyer as opposed to working in the DA's office or working for the feds.
You know, I don't come from money. We never had much when I was growing up, and it's never been what I was raised to value. It's about, you know, being a part of the community and doing good work and making an impact.
What did your dad do?
My dad was an artist.
Really?
He grew up in the Depression, didn't finish ninth grade, joined the Army in 1943 and served in Europe to the end of World War II, came home and studied at the Art Students League in New York on the GI Bill. And then years later, met my mom. My mom is English. She had come over to this country in the 60s, late 60s. And so they were both very happy, given their work in the artistic world, to have a kid who went in a different direction.
Yeah. Did they influence you in terms of the word politics? In other words, to so many people, politics is a dirty word. And here you are in politics.
Well, I would like to say, hopefully, here I am in public service and an opportunity to serve. And, you know, my mom in particular, you know, her small business was what supported us. And you sure don't get rich running a ballet school in rural New York. But she had a great influence on people, on young people, especially young women. You know, back before Title IX, there were not a lot of options for young women.
She never grabbed you and said, okay, I want you to be the male dancer. I don't have any male dancers in my class.
I think when I was five, she tried and realized there was not a lot of hope there. So, being deeply involved in the community was very important to her. And it was a great opportunity for me to see that. You know, neither of them had gone to college. So when I had the chance to go to college, we all went together. It was a wonderful opportunity experience. And what I, you know, very much realized, and one of the things that I speak about when we talk about educational opportunity in this campaign, my parents couldn't have even afforded to send me to a SUNY school. Without a Pell Grant, without the maximum student loans that I could borrow, college wasn't something that would have been available to me. And without that opportunity, I could never have had an opportunity to contribute in my public service career the way that I did.
So let me divert for a second and ask you this. So as you see, because I keep saying this as a lifelong SUNY professor, that there are some kids who, when you raise the tuition, $500, that doesn't seem like a lot to most people. When you raise it $500, that takes a whole strata who can go to college as a result of that.
It makes an enormous difference. You know, I was, I did a visit to each of the major SUNY universities in this district, New Paltz, Delhi, Oneonta, and Cobleskill a couple of weeks ago. And up at Delhi, they have a great program in alternative energy. They're training kids from being installers all the way to designing systems in solar and wind. And it's wonderful. And there are more kids who want to be in it than they have space for. And they did a demonstration for me where three kids installing a solar panel in a farm, a solar farm. Hmm. And I'm thinking about the data that I have for that school where more than 60% of the students depend on financial aid, and I think about half of them are Pell Grant recipients. And there's three of them up there on this scaffolding installing this, and I'm thinking to myself, without that aid, two out of three of them probably aren't there, and it takes all three of them to do that job. And you think about, you know, parents in upstate New York want their kids to grow up and live here and build careers here and raise their families here. And the opportunities we give them at these wonderful SUNY schools to do that is terrific. And there are wonderful programs at all our SUNY schools for them to take advantage of. But if you can't get the students in the door, no matter how deserving, because they don't have the opportunity to go, then that opportunity is lost.
So in terms of, you use the word opportunity, but a word that the Republicans quite frequently use is equality of opportunity. But if you can't go, you don't have the equality.
Right. You don't get off the ground in the first place. I mean, the fact is that the Republican agenda out of Washington, you know, and Mitt Romney very much encapsulating this, is everyone get what they can or get a loan from your parents, in his words, and then the ladder of opportunity is pulled up afterwards.
Yeah, right.
And that will harm young people here. And unfortunately, the congressman, as part of that Ryan budget you voted for, voted to slash Pell Grants by $26 billion. And there's 5,000 kids in this congressional district that are Pell Grant recipients that depend on that.
Julian Treiman, so the country is really in great debt. And the Republicans are making a big thing about that, as you just indicated. What would you do to get us out of the debt?
You know, I'll go back to the prosecutorial experience.
Sure.
I very much focus on evidence. You can't make an effective decision on how to get out of a problem unless you know how you got there. And it's always important to remember that in 2000, we had record surpluses and we were paying down our debt. And then under George W. Bush, we took a different direction. We gave massive tax cuts to the most well-off. And the economy did not boom the way Republicans are always saying it will if we give those that category of people more and more tax breaks. And then we fought two wars on a credit card. And those continue to be some of the biggest drivers of our fiscal problem in Washington.
Well, you know, Julian, I was very interested in the fact that running 23, soon to be 24 public radio stations, that the first thing that Mitt Romney said was, the first thing he would do would be to get rid of PBS and Big Bird and rest it in terms of federal funding for them. Now, a single submarine can cost $1 billion. So where's that information?
I agree. You know, one of the examples that I speak about a lot on the campaign trail is an example of telescopes. You know, the Hubble telescope that NASA has been wearing out.
Yeah.
They love a new one, no money for it. But yet we discovered that the National Reconnaissance Office, little known agency in the intelligence community, was given two of them. We bought two for them. And they never got around to putting them in space. They've been sitting in a warehouse that to get combined cost $500 million. And were so important, we've never used them. And now, great, they're giving them to NASA, but someone should have been watching the bottom line when that vote was cast.
And on the Big Bird question, quick.
I'm strongly in favor of Big Bird. And, you know, it's just emblematic that they pick these things. And, you know, it's a drop in the bucket relative
nothing.
To that.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah. And yet Mitt Romney can be very specific about that, but vague about anything of consequence.
To mobilize the base. Julian Treiman, a pleasure to have you with us. When we come back, we'll talk some more.
Great. Thank you.